So coming back to the small screen tonight, I for one am so excited.
Look at you.
Offspring.
You're affected.
It's one of the best Australian dramas in a very, very long time. And it's not just drama, it's hilarious as well. It stars, of course, Asher Keddie, the Logie, the Gold Logie.
Gold Logie.
Twice, I
Megastar.
Think. And Dr. Martin Clegg is one of the very eccentric characters.
Your favourite too.
He's played by Lockie Hume, who joins us this morning. Good morning.
Hey guys, how are ya?
We're great, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. Bit cold down in Melbourne today?
It's a little brisk, a little frisky. I understand you're having a raging hot 15 degrees up there in Queensland. But anyway, yes, no, we're all right. We're trucking along.
Nice. And filming has obviously wrapped up. We get to see the next instalment of Offspring. It kicks off tonight. How did the filming go? I mean, it's been a while since the cast has been together.
Yeah, I can personally attest that it took me a little while to get my head around playing this absolute nutbag of a character that I play. But we're actually still filming at the moment. Not tonight.
No.
It's already wrapped or it's ready to go.
Yeah.
But we're still filming. So we've got to the half a day off to do a little bit of some chats with, radio shows and whatnot this morning. And but then this afternoon we're back into the office to start rehearsing for the next couple of episodes.
Wow. And there's so many good sets, Sam. You've got to watch it because some of the apartments, like Asher Keddie's Nina Proudman, her apartment is amazing. It's so beautiful.
I hate to break your heart, but Nina's changed location.
Oh, man.
Really?
Because if you remember that place that she was living, it's stairs everywhere. You can't have a little girl running around it, her daughter running around in that place. It's a death trap.
That's true.
So they've moved her into far more suitable accommodation, which I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
My character, Dr. Clegg, yet to be invited over by Nina to not even share a glass of wine, apparently.
Oh, rude.
Now, Lockie, your career in TV has been vast and varied, and you'd have to be probably one of the most successful Australian actors with roles from Acropolis Now through to Stingers, Blue Heelers, obviously Offsprings, but your role of Kerry Packer really sort of put you on the map. Was it hard going from, from your role in Offspring to Kerry Packer back to Offspring?
Not really, because if you actually look at Dr. Martin Clegg and Kerry Packer, they're both insane. So
but
really wasn't too much of a stretch. I just had to, after playing Kerry, just had to grow my hair back.
But Martin Clegg, in his defence, Dr. Martin Clegg is maybe eccentric, maybe a nutbag, but he's very lovable.
He is. He's a very gentle soul. It's just that he doesn't have any filter between his brain and his mouth.
Yeah.
That's his problem. But, of course, the great thing about Clegg is that he's in this wonderful relationship with Cherie, who Tibra Malman plays.
Yeah.
So that keeps him somewhat grounded.
Absolutely.
But if you ever put him in a room with Nina, they seem to whip each other up into a frenzy because there's no adult. If you've noticed, if Nina and Clegg are in the same room together, there's no anchor.
No.
They just seem to bring out the most eccentric aspects of each other's personalities.
It's so relatable.
What do you put the success down to? Because there's been a lot of drama, there's been a lot of TV made, and Australians are very critical of their own made stuff, and a lot of stuff goes by the wayside. What do you put the success of Offspring down to?
I think it's the first and probably only show we've ever done in this country which within the blink of an eye can go from hilarious comedy to something very deep and moving with two characters in the same scene, and it just seems to all fit together like a crazy mosaic.
Yep.
And I think you put that together with a very good cast. You've got great writing team. It's beautifully shot and beautifully produced. It's really a world-class production. And the people who love Offspring really love Offspring.
Yeah.
And it's quite fanatical, the fan base for it. So, when we finished season five, we really thought, oh, well, that'll be it. But it's like backed by popular demand almost. So we had no choice.
Yeah.
But to bring the show back.
Okay, before you go, Lockie, we'll test out the knowledge you have of your co-stars.
Yeah.
Firstly, which of your co-stars took dance lessons as a kid and dislocated her knee prior to an audition at the Australian Ballet School?
That would be Asher Keddie.
Of course it would be.
Ding, ding.
Well done. Secondly, who is the daughter of a famous rodeo rider and horseman from Mount Isa?
From Mount Isa? That would be Debra Malman.
Yeah, too easy.
Too good. And finally, which of your co-stars teamed up with Sean McAuliffe in 2013 in a murder mystery?
That'd be Cat Stewart.
Well done. You're all over it, Lockie. Cannot wait to see Dr. Martin Clegg back in action with the rest of the crew of Offspring tonight. Absolute pleasure to chat to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.